this latest result from the survey of members has revealed some interesting information about wages.
It certainly has, and it's really put a spotlight on the fact that 80% of transport operators surveyed say that over the last year they've increased wages, and more than half of them have increased wages by 6% or more. So what we're seeing is that the median driver hourly wage has moved from about $26 an hour when we surveyed the industry during lockdown to over $31 an hour today. And what we're seeing is that the number of drivers being paid between $33 and $40 an hour has more than tripled in under 2 years to 18% of drivers, you know, in that wage bracket. Now, some in the industry will say, I think, oh, well, why are they highlighting this? It just puts pressure on us. But the truth is that our perception to the public and to government, particularly, for a long time, is that we're a low-wage, low-skill industry. We actually have to smash that perception. Mm. And we do that by showing facts and evidence. And this is data that is representative of the industry. I think it should be a signal to those operators who can, but haven't yet, that they should think about a wage increase, because to keep staff in a high inflation period, wages are a big part of the issue. And it's not just wages, of course. You know, we've heard the industry very concerned about driver shortage for a long time. Actually, we're pushing back a little bit on that and saying, well, we've got a traineeship with 10 people waiting to be placed and no operators forthcoming. We ran a very successful Save Our Supply Chain campaign that had 1 million impressions across radio and other mediums like social media. We got 600 drivers across the country who said they'd be prepared to be relief drivers or part-time drivers, in some cases full-time drivers, and there's just very little interest from the industry. We really had to push that. And, you know, we got a few drivers, I think, had to work, but not many. And that, to me, shows the fact that transport operators need to think a little bit more long-term about their driver supply. And, you know, the reality is, if you want good Class 5 drivers, you have to show a career pathway for them. You have to, you know, give them the opportunity to engage in the micro-credentials that we've developed with our traineeship that are available to all. And you have to have the kind of workplace that people, particularly younger people, are going to come and want to work. And those same people are not going to want to work 60 or 70 hours a week in most cases. So we have to adjust and we have to have a plan. And I recognise that there are transport operators who are small and don't have the resources perhaps to do that. But that's where Road to Success can help. And we're going to be making some changes to that that Fiona McDonald will talk about probably in next week's blog. But, you know, there are tools available. And frankly, you know, these changes need to come about if the industry wants to be an attractive place for people to work and for us to be able to grow this new generation of drivers. Because I think there's a lot of interest out there. And, you know, the industry is actually a lot better thought of by the public and by potential employees than often transport operators think. We know that because we've surveyed the public. Mm. But we've got to work with that. We've got to work with the fact that people understand a lot more now as a result of COVID as to what the industry does for the country and how trucks carry the economy, and 93% of our freight goes on the back of the truck. People have got more understanding of that, and that's why we run the Save Our Supply Chain campaigns in part as well, just to educate, to keep reminding people. So this is the chance for employers, and there are lots of employers in the industry doing a great job of getting staff and keeping staff because they're investing in them and showing that, you know, they can earn a good wage and they can be upskilled and they can develop and there's a career in front of them. But, you know, it's this world issue that we are in with COVID, the supply chain challenges, those are going to continue. So being an employer that offers something and you can that is in competition with other trucking operators for staff, someone who's head and shoulders above is going to win in this battle. And we just have to be there, I think, as an industry association to support those people that want to make that transition. And, you know, we've got the saying at Transporting New Zealand, I think often traditionally transport associations have been a bit timid in sharing information, but we've got a saying that says, you know, we tell you what you need to know, not what you want to hear. And I think that's really important because we are there as trusted advisors. We're not there, you know, as servants, although we are here to serve and to do a good job in terms of advocacy for the industry. But part of that is sharing information and providing support and giving advice and telling some home truths as well. And, I think that the industry is doing a great job at the moment, but there are people that are finding it tough, and we are continuing to highlight those issues, both in terms of securing the reduction in road user charges and keeping that discount continuing, but also telling the story of unfair customer pressure. And we're continuing to highlight that. Now's the time to make changes there and to really secure increases in rates, because every cost is going up. There is no justification for transport rates not to increase as well, because we know that operator costs are massively on the increase.
A lot going on for the future then. Yep.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Nick.
Thank you, David.